The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater.
What's the difference between brilliance and excellence? I've been having fun with a conversation as I compare these two words. My good brother Mike Rashid brought it to me. And he was explaining, he said that there was a white guy that told him, he said, listen, man, black people have brilliance. We got excellence. And I had to think about that for a second. Then I understood the concept was the fact that sometimes as black people, we do something brilliant out the air, straight out from nothing. No system, no nothing. But it may not be duplicable. See, white folks, they ain't gotta be the greatest, most genius. They just figure out how to put together a system and become millionaires and billionaires. Now, one of the biggest issues that we face is the fact that everybody else utilizes our brilliance, take that, and then turn it into excellence, which is why they hire the geniuses that come out of our communities, which is why they can't wait till they can put you in their institution because they know exactly what they're going to do with it. What is the goal here? The goal is to figure out how we take these brilliant concepts, how we take these brilliant geniuses and all of this energy that we've been able to pull together and how we finally put together systems behind it so we can have institutions so we can finally have some power. The goal is to be effective. The goal is to be smart. The goal is to not work extra hard. The goal is to produce results. But our brilliance is not measured by us. Our brilliance is not appreciated in our communities. When you see black men that have built organic businesses, seven figures, all 2020, there's no measurement of appreciation besides the times that they throw their own celebration. I was on a conversation on one of them clubhouse things, and a white man had the audacity to tell these black women that y'all are going to be the ones at the highest earning income. Y'all going to be the ones taking care of shit. Now, me personally, I'm going to make sure that y'all don't have that burden, that the black woman is not stressed to be the head of the household, which is the reason that we teach, which is the reason we take our brilliance. We come up with concepts straight out of nothing. And we do things that are amazing, and there's no platform to even measure our success. Because how can you speak truth to power and still make $1 million? We got it out of jumping out of school, never completed. No college education, but we have a degree in experience, and we take that brilliance and we implement and we execute, and there's no books for these business models. But today, we came together and we formed a Black World Order because it was time to put together all of this brilliance under a roof and create systems. So we work with conscientious entrepreneurship. Conscientious entrepreneurship is creating social impact and economic change through business models. With our ability to be able to give our people the necessary things that they need, we can concentrate our brilliance, bring it together, and create systems so that every black household can have the necessary information and education to build wealth. One of the biggest issues that I see being faced right now is the fact that we are constantly distracting our own people. Some of the greatest platforms out there, the activists, the politicians, the entertainers, they take the millions of followers, they gaslight them. They take the millions of followers and they bring to the attention white supremacy instead of black excellence. They don't talk about, listen, diversification because everything done changed. They ain't giving you the game on Bitcoin because they don't understand it. And they not willing to take the voices and the minds that do have the brilliance and utilize their platform so that they can shine some light on the things necessary for us to build our future. That's not their goal, but they say they force. Either you are an unwitting participant in white supremacy or you are a willing participant. And see, if you're distracting our people from the necessary education that they need in order to build a protected future, then you're part of the problem. And if I got calling you out, you're going to say I'm a problem. But see, I take that. We ain't afraid to be dangerous. We don't work with PC culture. Y'all can have that. We ain't trying to make space for everybody. We ain't trying to make everybody feel good. This is wartime. Somebody got to be a general. Somebody got to be a soldier. Somebody got to move militant. Somebody got to give instruction. Everybody can't be playing the game under everybody's PC culture. Black men shouldn't talk like this, that, and the third. Y'all ain't got that kind of power to tell black men what to do in the first fucking place. And that's what you need to know. You don't have power. If you don't have power, what makes you think that a person will concede to you? Black men ain't got to concede. We've been doing that for 400 years. It's time for us to stand up, exact our right. But how you gonna do that? You got to be righteous first. It ain't about the ego. What are your morals? What are your values? What are your principles? What is your mission? What is your vision? Now, if you can fill in those and you can write it down and you know exactly what you're fighting for, then you can have the audacity to talk like this. If you find yourself building with other black men, knowing that you got a platform, knowing that you want to make sure that you're pulling up a seat to the table for everybody to make sure that we all winning, go talk your shit then, young black man. Black women, beautiful, building, creating businesses. And now we start to understand what is the measurement of success, though? Because success is not material gain. You know how many people have been successful in that field? So how do we measure success now as black men and black women? Because the drug dealer had the car, the drug dealer had the house, the killer that was killing niggas, he had the car and the houses and the material gain. The crooked politician. So how do we measure success? Why? Because you're getting some money, you can afford the latest Birkin bag. What are your values? Who are you? Do you even take the time to strip yourself and look at yourself naked in the mirror to see who you are as a human being? Or do you clothe yourself so you can filter yourself by the things that you can obtain so that they can feed your ego and you can feel like someone? Successful men and women are based on principles and values that they obtain successfully. You're supposed to be successful before you start the business. This is the difference. So when we look at exactly what's necessary for us to do in 2021. Number one, one of the biggest words I want us to understand is diversification. Learn how to diversify your money because cash is trash. Matter of fact, not only cash is trash, holding cash is trash. When you start to understand the inflation rates, you start to understand bonds, you start to understand all of these different things as far as like, yo, if I'm consistently holding money, it's like melting ice. It's decreasing in value. Most of our people don't understand fiat currency. Most of our people don't understand banking systems, fractional reserve banking, right? Liquidity injections. We don't understand how to utilize insurance. We don't understand none of these things, yet we have the audacity to tell somebody else what they should or shouldn't be doing. And we got the audacity to tell everybody else, look who I am, look at what I did with my money. Yeah, you wasted it because you don't understand investment and you don't understand opportunity cost. Black people, I'm speaking to y'all, my people specifically. If we look at cryptocurrency, it's been an opportunity that's been massive all around us. And the reason that most people haven't interacted with the opportunity is simply because they haven't educated themselves on the opportunity. You got billionaires taking $425 million and putting their whole stock in it. And then within 3 months or so, flipping their money. Where the hell was we at? Where was the black leadership giving the game, saying that, damn, my people, I need y'all to pay attention to this. I need somebody to go investigate, do their research, bring it back to the mosque, bring it back to the church. So we can say, you know what? We actually did take an opportunity. You understand me? We got 50% return on our money because we seen when it went down to its lowest in March. We got tired of waiting by. We seen 19 Keys and Chris Cole with the wealth standard, so we ain't gonna say, let me just watch them brothers. We know who they are. Let me tap in with them because obviously they have a value of something that I don't know. Where you gonna put your money at? Where you gonna put your money at? Land, gold, crypto? And then you gotta understand the relationship between what is the best storehouse of value. See, in a relationship between gold and crypto, Bitcoin, they say the dangerous thing about gold is the fact that as it rises up in value, more people are gonna wanna mine it. And as more people mine it, that means that more gold is being produced. But see, the difference between gold and Bitcoin, regardless of how much money you pour into the industry of mining, you're only going to get so much. And over the next 120 years, Bitcoin is going to continue to be mined, and at some point it's going to stop. And there's only so many. So that means that as an asset, it has intrinsic value, and it's something that you can actually own. Now, some people will tell you don't day trade it. Some people that tell you just hold on to dear life, H-O-D-L. You may have seen that. Now, I will say one thing about that particular asset is the fact that every single person that has operated under that thought process of H-O-D-L, they have won. They have held on for dear life. And if they sell today, right now, then they would have 300, 400% profit. The question is, what were you doing this whole year? Why were you distracted? How come your favorite page or not investigating, getting an education so they can be more responsible for the things that they bring to your attention? Why? It's because they understand the fact that if they continue to put up Trump, they continue to put up politics, because people love to indulge in escapism, they will continue to watch it over and over because it allows them to dodge their responsibilities. But I'm here to tell you, the BWO, the Black World Order, my good brother Derek Grace, Chris Cole, Jake Taylor, Ben X, we put it together in a way where we're going to be funding black families up to $250,000, giving them the opportunity to get funded, somebody else's money, teaching them the stock game. You understand me? Teaching them the checklist towards wealth, the LLCs, the trust, all of the things. Y'all know what we do. But more importantly, these are instructions. These are directions. This is not something that I'm asking you to do. I'm giving you instructions. Now, you don't have to follow them. But when you find yourself in poverty, when you find yourself at the bottom ranks, then you have to look at yourself and say, why the hell I had so much pride, I ain't listening. Because all of them gun guys was giving me the game. They was telling me a million ways, and I seen them actually have real success when they did it. Behind the closed doors, they all come and tap in with Keys, and I tell them, why the fuck y'all keep tapping in if y'all ain't gonna do it on the front? People be telling me, I've been following you for years as a ghost page. That's not respectable. No, if you believe in something, utilize your platform to shine light on it. Bring attention to it, because we shine light on the bullshit all day long. The bitches, hoes, and niggas shit. We very destructive, selfish, arrogant, ignorant. But we say, young kid, look, man, I've been watching you for a while. I love what you do, man. I love your energy. You understand me? I love what you stand for. Well, if you love what I stand for, how come you don't stand for the same thing? Think about that for a second. Who are you really? You a hypocrite. You a participant in the wrong life. And some of y'all believe in reincarnation 1,000 times, so maybe you're waiting on your next life. But in this one, you know you ain't doing what you're supposed to. Maybe you ain't for another 10 years to where you can have an epiphany as a man, I'm supposed to be more respectful. Maybe you're waiting for your epiphany as a woman, I'm supposed to be more respectful. I'm supposed to have greater accountability. I can't directly tell you, but I can tell you this. We've already have examples. Now, what the future will bring when we're talking about technology and we're talking about the changes that are happening, not the things that we're waiting for. You're looking at white folks, they constantly building things because they understand they're not the original people on the planet Earth. But they want to maintain a position even when they become the minorities. So everything that you're looking on TV, white terrorists have always been, or white supremacists, white terrorists have always been that in America. We can go back to 1555 when we arrived and they stole our family institution from us, robbing us of our masculine and feminine principles. And anything that can be used for power, they use for power because they have a Cronus complex. If you don't know what that means, study it. Understand who you're dealing with. Understand who you live around. I was watching a documentary with my good brother Blue Pill about Sheer Music. And we was watching what was happening as crack in the 80s. Black people decided that, wait a minute, we think the CIA is involved with bringing crack in the hood. So they start accusing the CIA. It got so loud that the director of the CIA had to come to C-SPAN and do a press conference with all these concerned black people in their community. Now, at the time, I'm sure there may be some people that say, oh, y'all some conspiracy theorists. Black people, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. White man ain't that goddamn evil. And then we fast forward in 2020, they saying the same thing because we think that we can't trust the corporations, that they dropped it off with a nefarious agenda for population control. Now, in the 80s, we was right, but we didn't need them to admit that they're the devil when we can see them plainly in our face. When we have so much experience right side of them, working for them, watching them in the big house for hundreds of years, you think y'all can tell us about our oppressor? Our intuition is on point. We understand what's in their DNA, subconsciously. So when you see all of this mayhem and destruction, allow them to destroy each other because that's their world in chaos because they don't have balance. Balance can only happen with masculine and feminine energies, rightfully connected. But in their chaos, they only believe in a white male. Their woman is always last. Their boy is next. If he don't have an heir, then she don't have value. And we can't operate like that. Niggas talking about their boys over hoes and all kind of weird stuff. Adopting weird patriarchal homo tendencies and taking that intellect and spreading it in the lyrics of hip-hop, damaging an entire culture for years to come, not seeing the value in black women being on their side so we can have balance and then build abundance from the institutions. Whether you're looking at the school shootings, whether you're looking at Timothy McVeigh, whether you're looking at what happened in the Waco incident, whether you're looking at these white militias, there's all a source and they're all connected and inspired by each other. So, I haven't been surprised by anything that's happened in America yet. Because when I was younger, my parents told me who my true enemy was and who the nature of these people were. It's not about whether I got a friend or not. It's not about whether I did a business deal with somebody. That's not it. You have to understand that those at the top, their particular goal is to control those at the bottom. And they created a constitution to make sure that they constantly rule you and you distracted by those people who run the corporation. While they fighting at each other, the people in power still have the power. The people that's out of power is the people that's waiting for them, hoping to vote better power. And they say, well, listen, you want things to change? Take one of you all and bring them here. Damn, where's your responsibility? Congress has been around all of these years. The president comes and goes, but Congress is the most responsible party. So has everybody become the feds for the feds trying to figure out these Trump supporters? How come you never had the audacity to stand up to a government who historically has oppressed your people? Now, we're not talking about some physical insurrection. It's a psychological and a mental one. Because if somebody has to tell you that you're free, then you're their slave. Nobody can give you free. You have natural rights as a human being. I know that these concepts are going to take a while for you all to understand. That there's no law that can give you freedom. There's no judge that can give you justice. There's nobody that can give you equality but yourself when you decide to take that. And the most unfortunate thing that we have in our community is that we haven't decided to come together strategically because we're afraid of what the enemy might do, even though they're already doing it. They're already poisoning us. What happened? Didn't somebody just get indicted for the Flint water? Oh, I thought that was a conspiracy too. It seems we have way too much evidence to not believe that we are in a place that wants to consistently keep us in a cage. And because some people have bigger cages than others, they tell some of the lions, hey, chill out, man. You go disrupt what I got going on. The way I see the world is different maybe than most people see it. The way I see it is that every black man has to stand up for himself. That you got to do the job. that I'm not waiting for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and their cabinet and everything that they bring about. I'm not waiting on a $1,200, $2,000 stimulus check to repair what's supposed to be self-reparation. See, even if you get the money and you don't know what to do with it, it's a liability to you. Because you take the money and all you're doing is paying the bill. You take the money and all you're doing is giving it back to the very institutions who put you here in the first place, when they only care about capitalism and politics, so that they can maintain power and rule, because they are, what, the non-original people, so what they want to do is bring AI. What are the three AIs that they bring the most? Artificial intelligence? Because they know that if they don't have the numbers, they still need to figure out how they can be most effective at ruling the people. And they don't have the brain trust of different societies in America, because people don't need to stay in America to feed their family anymore. You have the internet. So the most geniuses, the brilliance, is no longer coming to America. So now they say, well, shit, we need some artificial intelligence. How the hell we go take control of all of these things? If in 2053, the America looks like a mixed society, look like a bunch of Barack Obamas running around. So then, what else do they do? Artificial insemination. They said, well, goddamn, we can't make no more babies. We have to figure out how the hell we gonna produce some. So let's create the technology. A black man in no part of the world ever thought about artificial insemination. Shit, he got too many babies as it is. Then, what was the other AI? Artificial ingredients. Now they want to kill you through the food. And as we see viruses consistently come up, you're never going to see the Surgeon General talk about stop eating all these sugars. You're never going to see him break down how you're supposed to get vitamins and minerals through food to charge up your body. They're not going to break down that you need to take breathing techniques, that there's science to back these things up. And then you're going to get some of the most dumbfounded, fearful people in our communities that will spread this weakness instead of doing double-sided teaching. What do I mean by that? You can tell people to eat healthy and change their lifestyle so that the pre-existing conditions do not exist. And you can doubly teach them how the immune system and the viruses work so that they can understand the reality of it. There's not one or the other. So when I see somebody doing that, I don't respect them, because they know what they're doing is through manipulation and fear. These are tactics and techniques that they learn from our enemy, because they use that on us. So as I'm looking at an artificial man, because he's not the original being, we know for the fact that we're the original people on the planet Earth. I was taught when I was a baby, the original man is the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, the God of the universe. That was instilled for me when I was a baby, and we had to repeat it every single day. What is the mantra you feeding your child instead of trying to grow them up to be a real nigga? Your example is not enough. So when we talk about gaining power and rulership, we start to understand that there's an extreme change that must happen within our character, within the depths of our soul, that we've sold ourselves to the things that we want instead of taking the will of who we are and exacting our rights. The goal for 2021 is to actualize our dreams and our visions. The most dangerous thing that is happening right now, of course, is the wealth transfer. But as we look at the fact that we have all of this technology, if you don't learn to strengthen your imagination, you will not learn how to utilize the tools. Imagination. It sounds funny, right? It sounds dreamy. But with imagination, we can do everything, because somebody already created the tools. They already created the phone. The phone is something that sits in your pocket and have access to an infinite amount of information. Yet you're using it to watch Pornhub. So what's your excuse? When I see a black man and a black woman with a phone, I don't feel sorry for them. I educate them and tell them what they got in their possession, because no other people at any other point in time has had this much information in their pocket. So your laziness and your ignorance is your choice. But if you change your mind, and by changing your mind, you have to change the knowledge that you have within your mind, so you can change your pattern of thinking, which changes your behavior, which changes your worldview. When you walk outside, you will be original. You will have uncommon responses to the things that happen. But you have to ask yourself, whose influence are you under? See, everybody is under someone's influence. The social dilemma is the fact that people watch The Social Dilemma and then went on social media to complain about it, showcasing just how much of a great system that they had. And as we talk about it, a low-level observer is controlled by what they see. A high-level observer controls what they see. We find a deeper level of meaning in it. But that's based on a higher level of consciousness. And a low-level awareness will not create a better world. It's not until we enlighten ourselves, we start eating right, we start thinking right, we start training. Because as we've seen everything that was happening, you have to look at the fact that they were willing to risk their lives. I seen a black woman get choked up by some Trump supporters. Now, black man, if you was walking past that and you seen a mob of white men, do you have any level of training to where you can walk in there and at least handle 5-10 of them? Or will you just got your ass whooped, screaming, mad because the cops didn't help you out? When just last week, just last month, you were screaming, fuck the police, but now you want them to help you. We got to make a choice. 2021 is the time where you take complete and full accountability for every single thing that happened to you. And 2020 is the year that we give each other access, communication, where number one, we understand that if there's any people from any other community that wants to help us, that's fine as long as it is under our agenda. We have private conversation, private consultation, and public conversation. Meaning that when we get on these apps and we talk, we're not divided. We first figure out what is our strategy. How are we going to use this? I don't have any equity in these apps. I want to go in there and I want to use every single time that I go in there. It's strategic so my family can have more equity and capital. So we can do for self. So I can go buy them 100 acres out here and then invest in other countries and go get another 100 acres somewhere in Ghana. I want my children to be set up international. I want them to be out of the jurisdiction of these local devils. I want us to not fall under constitutional rule that a few families decided to come together to make sure that they can rule us forever. I want us to finally understand our level of brilliance, and then I want us to create systems so that we can finally have excellence. I'm 19 Keys. Make sure y'all tap into the BWR. It's a new world order, a black world order. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.